Pasta Mensa Oatmeal. And now, today's word.
Wisdom designs solutions. We've looked at Bezalel, the first man with wisdom, and we've seen that his wisdom was practical, it was design-oriented, it was solution-oriented, it was result-oriented. Now we're going to look at the man that is most associated with wisdom, the man called Solomon. How was Solomon's wisdom manifested? Basically, Solomon's wisdom manifested in what he said and what he did. And just today, I will deal with Solomon again in another part, but just today, we're going to look at the visit of the Queen of Sheba to Solomon. The reason that is important, because it was a visit of evaluation. The Queen of Sheba says, I've heard about the wisdom of this man. I'm going to evaluate it. So he's coming to evaluate, because Solomon was considered wise by his subordinates. When your subordinates, your juniors, say you are wise, you can take it. But maybe they are saying it because if they don't say you are wise, you cut off their head. So you can't always believe the evaluation of your subordinates, because they owe their existence to you. The Queen of Sheba was coming to do a peer-reviewed evaluation. She is also a monarch. She rules over people, and she doesn't owe her throne to Solomon. She is a queen, the equivalent of Solomon. She knows the job, so she's coming peer to peer to evaluate this man, to determine whether this man is as smart, as wise as people say he is. So your best evaluation for wisdom is not from people who depend on you, but people who don't depend on you and are on a similar position as you are or higher, that they can evaluate your wisdom. So this is a high evaluation of wisdom. I want us to look at how this monarch, this very important visitor, reviewed Solomon. The first evaluation was a verbal evaluation, and the second is a practical evaluation. It's almost like she did a verbal test and a practical test. And we're going to look at both, the verbal test and the practical test. So let's look first at the verbal test. This is more theory. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1 to 3. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1 to 3. And it says, now when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. I want you to underline that. She came to testing. She's coming for evaluation. She's not coming on a diplomatic visit. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels that bore spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her. This is what I call the verbal evaluation. She came to Solomon. She came in a very impressive way. She came with a convoy. And she came and says, I've heard you are wise. Now, let's prove it. So, first, the three things I want to talk about this. The first is the test. The test. The Bible says she asked him, she tested him with hard questions, hard, perplexing questions. The phrase that is translated hard questions has reference to riddles, enigmas, puzzles, conundrums, difficult to answer questions. It is likely that there were problems facing the Queen of Sheba in her own kingdom. So probably she came with questions about, how do you pay single spine wages? How do you stop people from going on strike? How do you keep electricity supply 24/7? How do you keep your citizens happy? Hard questions. If you are wise, tell me. That's a good presidential visit, don't you think so? If you think you are a great president, tell me, how do I solve these problems? So Queen of Sheba is saying, Solomon, you say you're smart. Now tell me, what's the answer to these questions? The important thing you note here is that wisdom will always be tested. Your wisdom will always be tested. Wisdom will be challenged. The wisdom for your life will be tested. The wisdom for your family will be tested. The wisdom for your business will be tested. The wisdom of a nation will be tested. If you say that theory is right, let's test it. Let's put it to the test. Let's try it. Let's put it under stress and see whether it will work. Because it's very easy to say something will work when it's only in a very comfortable, familiar area. But what if it changes into a different state? Will it still work? So the first thing you note about here, about what the Queen of Sheba did, is to offer a test of wisdom. There will be a test of your wisdom. Poverty will test you. Marriage will test your wisdom. Every person who has been married for 2 minutes will tell you love will be tested. It's very easy to sing, I'm in love, this is the man I love, this is the woman I love with all my heart. It will be tested. It will be tested. Whatever wisdom you apply in life will be tested. That's the first thing I want you to note. Second thing I want you to note is Solomon's attitude to the test. Solomon's attitude. The Bible says in verse 3 that there was nothing so difficult for the king. Solomon's attitude is nothing is too difficult. So Solomon had an attitude that says, no problem. Nothing is too difficult. I can work out a plan. I can think through this. I have capacity to think. I have skill to solve problems. So no matter how perplexing the problem is, he approached it with the confidence that nothing is too hard. Wisdom is always calm before tests and before problems. Wisdom does not panic before problems. Wisdom does not run helter-skelter. Wisdom does not act hastily, because wisdom approaches a problem and says, nothing is too hard. Nothing is too hard. I can solve it. That's the mark of wisdom. When you approach situation and say, I can solve it. I may not know the solution, but I can solve it. I haven't thought about it, but I can solve it. Because I have the technical skill, I have capacity to think, and I'll stay on top of this problem. I can solve it. If you are a man of wisdom, that's how you speak. When you have a marriage problem, you say, I can solve it. You have a financial problem, I can solve it. You don't go around helter-skelter, complain to everybody. Do you know what my wife has done? Have you heard what my husband did? Hey, the world, hey, is that how men are? Hey, hey. No wisdom. Because wisdom says, nothing is too difficult. I can solve it. Somebody say, I can solve it. Say it one more time. Say, I can solve it. Say it one more time. Say, I can solve it. I don't know what problem you're dealing with, but you can solve it. So I can imagine the Queen of Sheba asked Solomon a question, and before he even thinks of the answer, he says, no problem. I can solve that. That's the attitude. I can solve it. That attitude itself, by itself, gives you confidence to master the problem. People of wisdom don't panic when the problems appear. Now let's look at the result. Wisdom will always produce a result. All questions answered. Wisdom provides answers. The Queen of Sheba, left with all her questions answered. She had come to test Solomon's wisdom, and Solomon had passed the verbal test. Now, it's very possible to pass the verbal test, the theory, and not pass the practical test. It's like what happened when we were studying music in secondary school. We knew the treble clef, the bass clef. We know the musical notes. I don't know what they are, but it's F-A-C-E. And then we have every good boy deserves favor. We were told this is middle C, this is B, but we had never touched the piano and didn't know how it sounded. So in theory, we could pass, but if you put a piano before us, we would fail. There are people who have a theory, theoretical answer, but when you put them on the field, nothing works. Wisdom does not just work in theory. It works in practice too. We saw it in Bezalel. He had the theory, he had a practice to design and to work. Now, Solomon has passed the theoretical test, the verbal test. Now, there is a second test. Queen of Sheba is now going to evaluate practically Solomon's wisdom. So let's look at that one. It's in from verse 4 to 8 of the same chapter, 1 Kings chapter 10. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 4 to 8. And it says, and when the Queen of Sheba had seen, remember earlier she says, I have heard. Now she says, I have seen. You hear information, you see practical things. You see, I have seen. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon. So your wisdom can be seen. I said your wisdom can be seen. Your wisdom will not only be heard, it will be seen. She had seen all the wisdom. I can see all your wisdom. We can see all your wisdom. You can see all my wisdom. All right, so how did she see all the wisdom? Now, when the Queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, note that, the food on his table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters, and their apparel, his cupbearers, and his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. Then she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard of in my own land about your words and your wisdom. Your words and your wisdom. So she's making a clarification. Your words are not your wisdom. Your wisdom really is what you do. I heard about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. So what made Solomon, or this woman, conclude this is wisdom? This is Solomon's wisdom on display. There are seven things she observed about Solomon, and I'm going to walk you through all the seven, because these were the seven things that manifested the Solomon wisdom. The first manifestation of wisdom is structures. Structures. the house he had built. That's the first thing she noticed, the house she had built. Apparently, the Queen of Sheba, I believe, also has a house. Lives in a house, has seen houses. But she saw the house Solomon has built. House represents structure. Structure. The first thing you notice about a person's wisdom is the structures he has built. The structure of his life. The structure of his habits. The structure of Solomon's home, which was called the Forest of Lebanon. The structure. Usually, the first thing people would use to assess you is what you have built. What have you built? If you interview for a job, they want to look at what you have built to determine what you can build. They ask, what have you done? We call it your resume or your CV. What have you built? Normally, we say that in interview, people are looking for experience, and I'm young and I don't have experience and I'm just starting to work. No, it's not about how long you've worked. It is about what have you built. Because if I'm going to hire you, I must know what you have built so I can determine whether you can build what I want you to build. What structures have you built? What is your achievement? What have you built? The Queen of Sheba could tell that a lot had gone into what Solomon had built. It was a durable structure. It was a beautiful structure. Because your structure reveals your wisdom.